How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Best Decisions Podcast. It's your host, Maurice Kelly, and I'm here today with a mainstay inside of the entrepreneur field, Mr. Steven Sherris. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. About yourself?
All right. Welcome to the Best Decisions Podcast.
Man, thank you for having me.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And, I just want to start it off by letting our viewers and listeners know we're at an event that you're hosting.
Yes.
Right? And the name of the event is?
Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. So it's like art and entrepreneur put together.
All right, so you hear a little noise in the background. That's because there's a lot of people here in attendance at this event, and we're excited that it's going on. We're going to learn some more about it today as we talk. But if you can you give the viewers or listeners a little bit about yourself?
All right, my name is Steven Sherris. I grew up North Philly.
North.
Yeah, North. You guys say with an F. North Philly. Right around the Erie Avenue area. I grew up in a household, my mom, dad, brothers, sisters, and things like that. We didn't have the best of life, but we made the best out of life as we had. And I was able to grow and be able to make it to college.
Okay.
And be able to...
What college you went to?
I went to Millersville University.
The Millersville University!
The Millersville University. Yes, definitely, definitely. Definitely wonderful. You gotta go out there, Lancaster.
Gotta go out there.
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
they
were
mad
at you, said Lancaster.
I know, right?
Lancaster.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember that, too.
Yeah. You know, tell us what you do in the entrepreneur field.
I created a company called Running Glasses, and the only reason I chose running is because I've never been good at running. Like, I've been terrible at running. Like, running is the only thing I say I know for sure that I've always failed at. So I made the decision, like, if I can work on an area that I know I'm not good at, I know I got past failures at, and if I can work on that every day, then I can work on anything.
Okay.
So if what I know I'm not good at can't hold me back, then the other stuff that I haven't tried yet can't hold me back.
Wow.
So basically, that's what the running is. Now, glasses is, first of all, I wear glasses.
Yes.
And really, the whole name was together because somebody was joking on me, like, yo, like, oh, you got the little glasses on, running glasses and stuff. But I flipped it though, and that's what happens though. Sometimes a joke or sometimes something used bad for you, you can turn into something good. So running means to move forward, move in the right direction. Okay. Glasses means vision. So the whole concept of it is to move forward towards your vision. Okay. So I'm the example, so I can tell other people or show other people, like, look, I did it. I did this. I did that, and I made it here.
All right, so in that, just explain, elaborate more. Like, so for example, what's some of the things that you put in your vision with the company that you made that you're striving for or whatever like that?
Elaborate. All right, so the company itself, it actually is youth-based.
Okay.
So I help youth in all different areas and things like that. Like, I throw a phenomenal event that I allow them to come and vent for free, come and perform for free, come and basically showcase what it is that they do or their capabilities and things like that.
Okay.
And also, I help cultivate them and help them become better speakers, become better vendors, get their businesses and stuff together.
Okay.
And I try to link them up with other mentors who are good in the field that actually can show them the ropes or at least show them what not to do or not make the same mistakes that they made.
All right, that sounds good. So, since we are at one of those events right now, right, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about some of the stuff or some of the people that you got here, some of the youth that you got here.
Definitely. So, what I did was I had a phenomenal friend. Her name is Sharia, and she does photography and things. Yeah. So, she actually volunteered to do free photography at my events and stuff.
Wow.
So, she was taking videos, taking pictures and everything. Just as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she got phenomenal pictures, phenomenal videos and stuff. You should check her out. She called Capture by Rhea.
What, that's on Instagram?
On Instagram, Capture by Rhea G.
Okay.
Look her up. And so she was doing stuff for me, and then she did her own event, like just art-based event.
Okay.
So like, cause she draws and everything too.
Okay.
So she linked up with a bunch of other people who do art and painting and poetry and everything. And they threw a phenomenal event. So what I was able to do was me and her collaborate on this event.
Mm-hmm.
So this event, so I normally do a event called Everyone's Business, and which is just based only on entrepreneurship for the kids. But we added the art part in there because a lot of the kids have art A lot of them have drawings, a lot of them have pictures, a lot of them have like clothes and stuff that they made. Mm-hmm. So it was able, that's why we connected it together.
Okay.
And it was able, so I got a kid named Elena Jones Craven. She does phenomenal like pictures and everything, like lifelike pictures.
Okay.
And it's for the love.
Oh, it's for the
love. And it's for the
love. Yeah, you got it for the love.
It's for the love.
I'm gonna have to get a picture and put it up in my house.
Exactly. Elena Jones Craven.
Yeah.
Like her, and she got a clothing line, I think it's called Ruthless Clothing.
Okay.
So she's, and she's 16.
Okay.
She's 16 and she was doing it by herself. So she went through the ropes and stuff by herself. But while being connected to my event, she's able to basically get her stuff in order.
Okay.
So she's doing more events now. She's doing more, she has more connections than she had before.
Can I ask you a question just to go back? Why the youth?
All right, the reason why I do it with the youth is because I remember when I was young, mm-hmm. and I remember that I had ideas and there's things I wanted to do, but I never had nobody helping me or nobody supporting those ideas.
Okay.
Like the only thing I was really taught to do was go to school and get good grades.
You hear that?
Like, yeah, like that's all they was telling me. Go to school, get good grades. All right, what am I going to do with these good grades?
Okay.
Like, so I ended up going that path and then going to college.
Okay.
Now I done got these good grades, made it to college.
Yeah.
Now I ain't got no money.
Okay. Yeah.
So
you're already in debt.
So I'm already in debt.
Yeah.
And I don't know no better once I get to college. So I'm up there having fun and everything.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, I still passed my classes though, but it was just I could have done it better if I had a better guidance and stuff. So all it is like I missed that guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm in a position where I can help or I can point in the right direction, I want to be that guidance or be that help for the youth.
You know, in my life and my youth, that was things that I wanted to do, and I definitely didn't have no guidance around.
Mm-hmm.
And to have an organization like yours that's helping the youth, that's putting them in the right way with the entrepreneurship, like being an entrepreneur, because that's just tough in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that got to be amazing. So what's some of the, besides throwing these events, is this some tools that you're giving them, or how are you helping to shape them?
All right, so basically it depends on what they need.
Okay.
Like, because most of the kids, they either already have their product or they have their talent and stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to, like, start from scratch with them.
Okay.
So all it is like, give them tips on like, all right, listen, when you vend, you should have your stuff laid out this way.
Okay.
Like, you got to have a presentable table.
Okay.
That when you talk to people, like, how do you talk to them? How do you present who you are? Like, if somebody come and ask you what your product is or who you are, how are you answering that? And then so, like, making sure that they have, like, their 10-second speech or 20-second speech to tell people who they are, what it is, what they do, and how they can get in contact with. So basically, like, to help mold them into a better entrepreneur. And then also, too, I put them in situations where they are uncomfortable. Not necessarily saying I'm throwing them in the deep end, but I'm throwing them in the water.
Okay.
Where they might have been scared to get in the water, and then once they realize that they're in the water, that, yo, I can do this.
Wow.
Oh, this is nothing.
Wow.
So, like, I got kids that when they first started, they were scared to get on stage.
Okay.
Now I can't get them off the stage.
And it's crazy that you say that, man. I always say the best thing to do is to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And for you, hear you say that you're putting these young children in uncomfortable situations where they can be able to grow is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. So you started this off, and how long has this organization been going?
The organization only been established 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
2 years. So this is my fifth event.
Okay.
So actually, my first event was just called Everyone's Business. I didn't focus straight on the youth.
So talk about that. Tell me the issues that you went through, or ups and downs to be able to get that first event off.
All right. Well, man, that's a lot. No. All right, listen. So long story short, what happened is my mentor introduced me to Nehemiah Davis, who has this, it's called the Circle of Greatness, and which he connects all the young entrepreneurs in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
So he linked me up with Nehemiah, And Nehemiah basically had so much going on that I was able to learn from his cause, from his just leadership and what he does too. And also I was given opportunities to volunteer and stuff. So I got to see behind the scenes of a lot of things while volunteering. And once I was on the point of volunteering with Nehemiah, he put me in other positions.
Yeah.
And he called me upon in other things. So I was getting training for free.
Uh-huh.
Well, only thing I was giving up was my time. But I was getting training and learning how to do the stuff. And the more and more events I went to and the more and more things I learned, I started to notice that a lot of us have our own businesses or even are good at certain things. But we're not connecting with the people that, one, can help us, or two, that can use our services. So I'll be in rooms full of people, and it literally be somebody in the room that needs the service of somebody else in the room, but they never talk to each other. And they never help each other, or they never basically buy each other product. So that's what made me feel like I need to do something about that, because I have no problem talking to everybody. Listen, I have plenty of friends.
Uh-huh.
Like I can be in any group, even ones that it don't seem like I should be there. I can mix and mingle with everybody, but everybody can't do that. So my first event was basically to bring us together, and allow everybody to basically go up and say, "Yo, I'm such and such. I have such and such product. That's how you can reach me." And then, so basically to make the connections. And once I realized that I can do it with the adults, I saw that there was nothing for the youth that.
And he just took advantage.
No, I just took advantage.
You talked about you meeting with Nehemiah Davis, right? How did you start to create a network within this field?
So basically, by him giving me the opportunities of being at his events and serving, I was able to start meeting more people.
Yeah.
So people were willing to talk to me more because I was connected to him. And that's the thing about it. Like, you really need to connect to somebody that has a bigger network than you, or volunteer or help them.
Okay.
And like, it's just as simple as I was moving chairs.
So that's the thing right there, right? A lot of people want to stay away from doing like an internship or volunteering. They feel like, hey, if I'm not getting paid to do it, then why am I doing it? Talk to those individuals right now about why they should go ahead and
listen. An internship or connecting or helping to somebody with a bigger network is the best thing that you can do in your life. Even though I wasn't taught to do it. Like, the way I grew up is like, yo, like, if they doing better than you, they're your competition.
Yeah.
Not if they're doing better than you, you should help them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you should connect with them, or you should do whatever. It's like, that's your competition. Like, that's who you got, like, that's who you gotta beat. Like, yo, like, you gotta be ready to go up against them.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing you can do is go to somebody's seminar, go to somebody's networking event, buy the book, support them.
Connect with that individual.
And the thing about it is, once you support them, as in like buy their book or their product, it's easier to ask them a question.
Yeah.
Because now you got something to go off of. Because somebody bigger are willing to answer, like, yo, on page 12 of your book, it said that you should do this. Like, what did you really mean by that?
Okay.
Then it's easier for them to elaborate on that than for you to just, yo, I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. I heard somebody say, I seen farther standing on the shoulders of giants than I have. Somebody said that to me, man. I think that's
I heard it on Jay-Z joint too. He said that too in the rap too.
Yeah.
Even though somebody said it before, but he said it in the rap though too.
And it's like exactly what you're saying. You're like, hey, this person is known in the industry, they have a network. Hey, let me go ahead and try to support this individual, and at the same time, they can also add value to me, and I can add value to them as well.
Exactly.
And I think that's the most important part, that you're adding value to that other individual. I think that's the most important.
And then don't get stuck on who the person is. Don't get stuck on the age or anything like that, because I'm older than Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Like, and even some of the youth that I work with now, they're doing some great things, and now I'm connected with them. I'm even technically there. Some of them are my mentor while I'm mentoring them.
Okay.
Because there is stuff that they already know or feels that they already succeeded in that I haven't succeeded in yet.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So, another thing, tell us, man, what's your vision with this, right? Matter of fact, before we even get to the vision part, how do you market your business?
Oh, so basically, all right. Let me tell you how I messed up at first.
Listen.
At first, I made it all about me.
Okay.
I made it all like, yo, you got to come see me. I'm somebody. I'm trying to make myself to somebody. Yeah. Like, everybody know me. Y'all should come support me, me. And it didn't work. It didn't work at all. It didn't.
Friends don't.
They really don't at all. But it's cool though, like, cause I had to learn that. And once I took it off of me, and I started putting it on everybody else, as in like, yo, come support this person because they got a business doing here. Come support this person because they got a business doing whatever product and stuff it is. I noticed that more people were coming.
Okay.
And even my people were coming to support them and them when they didn't come support me.
Exactly.
But that was okay though. So that's what I do now is I make it more about the youth than myself.
Yeah.
Like the crazy part is this. At my events, if you don't know me personally or if I wasn't the one that invited you, you wouldn't even know it was my event.
Wow. Because you're making sure that these other individuals are to the forefront.
Yes. Make sure they shine.
So where are you promoting this stuff? Are you like on the ground with the boots, handing out flyers? Are you, promoting on a social network? Are you sitting up here, you know, going into the churches? What are you doing?
Listen, I do all digital marketing, like all social medias and things like that, and text messages. I email once in a while though, but I get my best results through text messages and social media. I'm gonna give you one of my secrets. I learned, because at first I was, so let's say I'm promoting you. I would say, yo, come support my man Maurice, because he got this dope podcast and this, that, and the other.
Y'all hear that? Hold on. Say it again. Come support Maurice Kelly, because I do got a dope podcast.
Definitely dope. And I would do that. And yes, I would get some people. But then I learned that, why don't I let Maurice talk about his podcast and promote it that way?
So I
hit you up like, yo, just basically give me a thing saying, yo, come support me at this event. I'm going to be showcasing my podcast and telling y'all more about it. Because Maurice is going to be hype about his event, about his business more than me. And he's going to give me a fire video. Exactly. So now I got Maurice saying, come to this event. So now I got another person saying about their business, come to this event. And I just did that. So I've got a bunch of people talking about themselves and their business, but they also telling you to come to this event. So now I use that as my marketing because now I got 13, 14
mouthpieces. I just became the best podcast marketing. But that's amazing, man. That's amazing. It's all through trial and error. So with that trial and error, give me a time that when you started this, that you just felt like, man, I'm just done.
Oh, listen. when I started, like, so it all started from me actually running.
Okay.
And actually doing a video, because I do a video every morning called Daily Deposit.
Okay.
Basically, you're supposed to work on yourself every day. I say every day I'm growing, every day I'm becoming better me, every day I'm gonna help somebody else become a better them.
Yeah.
And I really mean that. And
so that's your mantra.
Yeah, that's my mantra, my word of affirmation.
Yeah.
So once I started that, it was like, yo, I just committed that I'm gonna be running every day. I just committed that I'm gonna be doing these videos every day.
That's a hard commitment.
That's a hard commitment. Because
you don't know life hits. Like, so for example, I'm gonna even give an example of myself. Even with the podcast, right? Start off, I'm gonna fire the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Going video. Life happened.
Yep.
My eye passed away.
Yep.
I didn't know how to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of messed me up for a few weeks. Now I gotta start posting again, I gotta get back interviewing again and everything like that.
Yeah.
But you're saying no matter what,
you
gotta fight through.
You still gotta fight through it.
Hey, this is a lesson for me. This is great for me.
But listen, the same thing, life happened to me.
Yeah.
A cousin got killed.
Yeah.
My mom, she got sick.
Wow.
Had to come move in my house.
Yeah.
I don't have a room in my house really for her, but it's my mom, so I gotta figure it out, make a way.
And
so I gave her my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I slept on the couch.
Wow. And you still day in and day out.
Still day in day out doing my videos.
Wow. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I commend that a lot. Alright, go ahead. So you made this video, you're gonna do it day in and day out.
I wanted to stop. I really wanted to stop. Like, and only because I almost got stuck in the likes and comments thing. Whereas, like, yo, I'm only getting 13 views. I'm only getting 20 views. And stuff like that. But what happened is I ran into somebody that I didn't know, and they knew me, and they quoted the video.
Yo, that's the crazy part. When stuff like that start happening, they people are like, hey, man, I seen you.
Yeah, like, oh, Mr. Up, Down. Even though they don't mess it up, though, but they still like, Mr. Up, Down, Right, Left. I said, yeah. I was like, oh, cool.
And that gave you, like.
That gave me life.
Like, all right, cool.
It's like, yo, I got, like, now it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
So if you part of something that's bigger than you, you can't stop. Like, it ain't, it's nothing. Like on Temptations, the one with the deep voice, he said, yo, it's the Temptations bigger than me. Like, I can't, this is it.
I gotta do it.
I gotta do it.
It's crazy, though. Like, when you think about it, like, you know, that you still gotta make that deposit every single day, no matter what's the circumstance and everything, knowing that somebody else is looking in, knowing that somebody else needs that. And not only that, that even though you might not get the views or you might not get the likes, that you actually still winning because you're producing the content.
Exactly.
And that content is forever out there.
Exactly.
It's amazing, man.
Exactly. Amazing. So now I got like 700 videos.
Wow. 700.
700 videos.
Oh man, I'm about to start videoing at this to get my videos right.
So one thing I like to ask is, where do you see yourself or your organization or your professional growth over the next 3 to 5 years?
Actually, thing is, like, so over like the next year, so those videos and stuff I've been doing, and the stuff work I've been putting in, I actually envision that turning into a book. Wow. So the daily deposits that I do every day and the things that I say, because I always give a quote or tell you something like, yo, love yourself, love somebody, do something for somebody that you want done for you. It's like stuff like that. So I'm gonna turn that into a daily deposit book.
Yeah.
Also, too, I got some t-shirts that I brought out exclusively for this event.
Wow.
So even though y'all not at the event, I might have some later, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But the shirts are called Cashing Out.
Yeah.
So basically, daily deposits is like basically you're making all these deposits in the bank. Now it's time to cash out.
Yeah.
So now I'm able to be on an interview, in which I never practiced for an interview. I never thought I would be doing an interview and stuff like that.
You see him?
But my daily deposits prepared me for this because I've been talking in the phone for 600, 700 videos.
Yeah.
So now I'm able to talk on a podcast.
Yeah.
But the long future, I wanna open up group homes for boys.
Wow.
Like it's called, and it's gonna be called BOTM, which stands for Brothers on the Move.
Mm-hmm.
And basically to grow our young males, because I understand the direction that I could have went in.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends went in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And most of it is that we didn't have no proper guidance.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I went in the right direction is because I saw all the mistakes that they did.
Yeah.
See, I'm a person, I don't have to learn from doing.
Yeah.
I learn from seeing.
Yeah.
So if you mess up, it's highly unlikely for me to make that same mistake.
Okay.
And that's what I want to do. I want to guide our young males.
Mm-hmm.
To be upstanding civilians.
Yeah.
Like to be prominent people.
Yeah.
To get as much out of life as they can, and also to become the best them that they can.
Wow.
And that's the ultimate goal. And like to open it up, and I want to start it in the neighborhood I grew up and have that expand.
North.
Yeah, north with an F, remember? And then have that expand into other neighborhoods, into other cities. And stuff like that.
Sound good, man. Hopefully with the right networking, you'll be able to pull it off too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I really just want to thank you for coming today. I mean, for inviting me to this event to be able to come and do an interview. And can you let people know where to find you at?
Listen, you can find me on all social medias as Running Glasses, RUNN1GLASSES. And that's another thing too. The running glasses came from because the regular way wasn't available, but then the 1G was available.
Yeah.
So I just went with that, and then now I say the 1G is for God, because there's only one God.
Wow.
And so you can find me on all social media as Running Glasses, and also you can go to my website, www.runningglasses.com. Same thing, 1G, RUNNIN1GLASSES.com.
That's nice, man. I just want to thank you again
for inviting us in. I hope everybody enjoyed everything. And if you're a young individual, youth, definitely reach out so you can be able to come to one of these events and show some of your skills that you do have or your products that you're serving. Mm-hmm. You know, really just go from there.
Or if you're an adult that want to help the youth and want to show them or guide them in a certain direction, come too. I got some youth that definitely can learn from you, and you can be the mentor for them too.
Sound great to me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate you.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll hope to see everybody back on the Best Decisions Podcast, watching it, listening, or tuning in via YouTube or Vimeo. Thank you. Yep.